As you hear, storm not as bad as expected in Miami. Some Floridians thought Tampa would be a refuge from Hurricane Irma, so they headed there. Now that city is predicted to take a direct hit from the storm. We've reached Tampa's fire chief and emergency manager, Tom Forward. Thanks for making the time for us this morning.
Absolutely, Lulu. Thanks for having us.
Irma is expected to pass over your city early tomorrow morning. This was unexpected. What are you doing to prepare now?
Right now, Lulu, obviously, we've been preparing all week. We're absolutely have stood up our emergency operations center, and we've got emergency response centers in multiple areas around the city, as well as multiple disaster action zones as well. We're right now currently getting a steady drizzle and some different gust winds. At some point, it rocks the trees pretty heavily. Right now, it's light, but the rain has been continuous. So we're already expecting some low-level flooding. But now with the new forecast, we're expecting some very severe weather, some severe storm surge, and we've postured all of our resources and communicated to our community and residents who needed to evacuate to evacuate. But at this point, we've asked everybody to stay in. Don't be out and about because of the unpredictability of this system.
So basically, at this point, you're telling people to stay where they are and not to go to a shelter because of the unpredictability of the storm.
Absolutely. Many of our shelters are already budging on maximum capacity. And since folk have already, for the most part, considered staying in, we're asking them to just go ahead and bunker down where they are because it is the risk of getting out in this unpredictable weather exceeds what we think them making any movements at this time.
Yeah, and we should mention that Florida's major airports have been closed at this point, so flying out of Tampa is obviously not a possibility. As we've heard, you know, people have been fleeing the east coast of Florida, where I am, for the west coast. Has that been an issue?
We've not seen. In fact, I've had the opportunity to travel in and out over the last couple of days. It's very little traffic on the interstate system at all, and I, as an emergency manager, I consider that a good thing because I'm considering that folk have really put themselves in their safe havens and have committed to be where they are because they're obviously not on the streets, and even in our communities in the Bay Area, there's little to no movement at all from an emergency management standpoint. That's a good thing because, again, it means that folk have put themselves in the safest places they have considered, and that's where they're staying to ride out this storm.
Sir, just briefly, when you're looking at this storm coming your way, what is your major concern about what is going to be the effects on your city and how you're going to deal with them?
Obviously, as the fire chief and emergency manager, I'm concerned with my entire community, but I can't help but appreciate hoping that everyone has established a good plan. We are exercising that plan right now. We don't know what we don't know. We obviously don't know how bad this storm is going to impact us. The forecast does not paint a real pretty picture for us. So we're expecting some severe damage, both wind and storm surge as well. And post-storm, we're definitely expecting to have really suffered some severe damage.
All right. Tom Forward is Tampa's fire chief and emergency manager and a first responder for the people who will be affected in Tampa. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.